Narcissus. The naiad Liriope coupled with the river god Cephisus and gave birth to a son, Narcissus, whose beauty was so remarkable that she worried for his future. Liriope had seen enough of life to know that extreme beauty was an awful privilege, a dangerous attribute that could lead to dire and even fatal consequences. When Narcissus reached the age of 15 and started to attract unwanted attentions, she decided to act. "We are going to Thebes," she told him, "to see Tiresias and have your fortune told." And so mother and son walked for 2 weeks all the way to Thebes and joined the queue to see the prophet that formed every morning outside the temple of Hera. "Although you are blind and cannot see, my son," she explained to Tiresias when their turn came at last, "you may take my word for it that all who do see him are dazzled by his looks. No more beautiful mortal ever trod the earth." Narcissus blushed to his golden roots at this and shuffled his feet in an agony of embarrassment. "I know enough of the gods," continued Liriope, "to fear that such beauty might be more curse than blessing. The world knows what happened to Ganymede, to Adonis, Tithonus, Hyacinth, and to all those other boys far less beautiful than my son. So I would have you tell me, great seer, if Narcissus will live a long and happy life, is it his Moira to reach a contented old age?" The Moirai, you will remember, were the Fates. The Greeks felt that there was a personal, singular Moira that could be expressed as a mixture of an individual's fate, necessity, doom, justice, and fortune, somewhere between luck and kismet. "You who are blind see all that is invisible to the rest of us. Tell me, I beg, my beloved son's destiny." Tiresias put out his hands and traced the outlines of Narcissus's face. "Fear not," he said. "So long as he fails to recognize himself, Narcissus will live a long and happy life." Liriope laughed aloud. "So long as he fails to recognize himself?" Such a strange pronouncement could have no serious application. How can anyone recognize themselves